Welcome to Off Topic Podcast, episode 149. I'm Koba the Gorilla. I am nothing without my partner. He is here with me, and he is...
I am H, and you are back, guys. You are back to the realest podcast, the most raw, uncut podcast in the whole, the U.S. of A.
Hell yeah. We got some stuff lined up for you in this great episode. We got election night results. What do the off-topic boys think about that? North Korea coming up on some new porn, finally, getting with the program. And we'll talk about how all their soldiers are addicted to porn right now. And the time change going on right here in California, how it's treating us and how maybe it's treating you. Mm-hmm. But I'm having a great day today. How you doing, sir?
Me too, sir. But yeah.
Another fucking run it, bro. Another election.
Another election. I was satisfied with the result. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. What was your dog in that fight? Like, who'd you really want to win?
Trump?
Yeah. That's interesting.
The next day, I already felt safer.
Yeah, you had $500 in your bank account that you didn't have before. Yeah.
$500.
Your tank was full.
My tank was full.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You said some people were asking us questions about that. You have a fan question.
How fan question from Brian. Brian, the off-topic soldier from La Puente.
Yeah, sorry, Brian's real.
Sorry for like revealing where you live, but yeah. A lot of soldiers everywhere.
I know.
But yeah, he asked us, like, what was our opinion on the election? You know, if you guys were satisfied with Trump, if you were happy with it, if you wanted Kamala Harris, which...
Yeah.
You know?
So what do you feel? So you're obviously, like, you're not, like, a big Trump supporter or nothing, man.
But I feel like my beliefs are more conservative, so I'm pretty satisfied with the result.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Can't complain.
You know what it was, I think, is that I feel like, in general, people are getting tired of, like, I could tell you this. I think this is what lost her the election. Easily. It's like, dude, there's homelessness up the ass. There's fucking, groceries are fucking expensive. Like, you can't fucking buy groceries, it's fucking expensive. Gas is always fluctuating, like, real issues, and they just want to talk about fucking, trans rights for people in prison that want to change their sex, you know? We're going to provide them free sex changes in prison. Like, bro, like, that's not what people want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, nobody cares about that. Like, honestly, unfortunately, nobody does. It's like a really small percentage of the fucking population.
Probably not even a percent of it. If we're really getting into it.
And it's fucking crazy that, like, the Democratic Party always fucking puts himself in that light where, like, we're for the people and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, like, you're not right now. Like, just because you bring Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, like, those women cannot relate to me. They're fucking rich. Like, it's like, why are you having these people represent you, you know? Like, and she was doing the black card, and it's like, you didn't bring any black women out that were professors, teachers. Like, no one. You brought out fucking rappers, you know? Like, that's fucking shitty, like... I think that's what lost her the fucking election, you know?
I think it was mainly, like, the transgender area, like, the...
I think just the lack of talking about policy in general. Like, she didn't have plans. It was just, like... And also, like, I think what also didn't help her is she was already in office. She's already the VP.
Yeah, so a lot of people said, like, what is she really going to do?
What has she done? Yeah. So, I think that's what it is.
And I feel like people also forgot the good of a job Trump did while his reign as president, you know? I feel like people miss that America for a bit.
I think, I will say, though, just to be devil's advocate, I kind of do believe it. There is a lot of fucking... That thing that turns me off about MAGA and all that shit is, like, a lot of it is just disguised racism.
It's a window for racism, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And a platform for it.
Definitely, for sure. Definitely, I mean, we can't deny that either, you know? That.
I don't care. I'm a grown man, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, whatever. You're also... Not an idiot who's gonna fucking start a fight in a fucking you're mature where like that's not gonna tip you over, but
yeah, it's definitely a window. You said it perfectly. It's a window for racism.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Like, even us as, like, or me and other people, a lot of people who I know, like, you know, we're like conservatives, Latinos, but we also gotta know, like, there's a big window right there for Nice little group of people right there.
We're not them either, you know?
Yeah. You got to know your spot too, you know?
Yeah.
Can't be all in with them.
Yeah. I don't know. That's how I see it. I also think, like, don't fucking, like, traumatize yourself either. On who? Even if Kamala would have won, I would have been like, oh.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh, fuck it, you know?
She won. Yeah.
Let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah, like, you should want everyone to do a good job.
Even at the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no ganas nada.
Yeah.
As a country, if we just let people...
Yo, it's gonna be fucking crying, you know? Like,
yeah, like, I saw a tweet, and I don't want to make fun of people, but, like, someone was like... It was like an LGBT person tweeting, and it was like, oh, I personally know 3 people that committed suicide this week because of the election. And in my head, I'm like, committing suicide over the election. Like,
yeah. You fucked up, you know?
I think the you had bigger issues than who the president was in your head, you know?
And that just fucking lost for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think you're already kind of fucking crazy, you know? Yeah.
Also, I mean, do we really need those people? So,
nah. That's funny.
They're gone, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, like, you shouldn't really care that much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Even then, I'm not, like, fucking coming for Trump, you know? Like, I don't care. I don't really give a fuck. I am excited that it's over, though, for a bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Now you're going to hear about the shit he's doing or the shit he's not doing. But now it's like, okay, well, this is going to be the next 4 years. He's going to be president. I accept that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm always glad when, like, people stop talking about shit.
Yeah, it's always those little months, you know?
Yeah. I know, dude. I was, like, at my job. I was like, fuck, it's probably going to be fucking dead. And it was. Nobody was there. And I was thinking, I was like, damn, I thought these white people were going to spend some money, you know? And now they didn't spend shit.
Not yet. What was the first election you remember?
Kerry versus Bush.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember my brother doing a project. I was a baby, like a kid. Baby, I remember my brother doing a project for school, and it was like a whiteboard, and it was like the maps of like who won what state, and like, yeah, I remember that. Oh, shit. I remember like my parents really wanting Kerry to win for some reason. Which, I mean, he was a Democrat, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Univision always fucking brainwashes there. He Hispanic person to vote Democrat, you know?
Yeah, it could be that, yeah.
I see it because of my parents, too. Back then, at least, not anymore.
Yeah. I remember that election. What election do you remember?
Obama.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was a big deal.
John McCain, yeah. We didn't watch that at school.
I know, I did too. They brought out the TV. They brought in the TV. Yeah.
They probably did it. I don't know.
I remember my teacher cried. It was a woman. I was telling my brother about that.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. She was like crying of happiness. Yeah. What the fuck? She was all in. Yeah. Miss Prado was her name. She was cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember her telling me specifically, like, oh, this is history. You're going to remember this forever. And I thought, like, I don't know if I can care about this shit. Put some Bill Nye, you know?
You're like, well, he...
And I will always remember the day that Obama got fucking... When there was a parade and everything. Like, I remember that shit. Yeah. I fucking remember that shit. And he was such a good speaker.
He was cool.
He was such a good speaker. And it was cool. Like, got everyone riled up. Like, people were fucking emotional. Like, people were, like, into politics again after that whole fucking George Bush Iraq shit. You know, that just turned people up.
George Bush is funny.
Yeah, like, that shit's fucking... It was like a big change where, like, oh, wow, like, this was actually, he's young, you know? He was young at the time.
Yeah, I think people were waiting for that moment to, like, finally get a young president.
He's black, you know?
Yeah, that too.
You know, his middle name was Hussein, and he fucking won an election. That's insane.
Oh, shit.
Brock's fucking middle name is Hussein, and he somehow won the election. That's crazy.
Like, some old, like, older white people thought he was, like, a terrorist, actually.
Yeah, they thought he wasn't from, they thought he wasn't American.
Yeah, and then John McCain had to, like, shut him up.
Yeah, back then, where, like, there was respect between candidates. And now it's just like, your wife is fat. She's fucking ugly. Yeah,
what are we going to bring out to the table now?
I don't know who the fuck it is. I heard that, I'm pretty stoked for the no tax on overtime. I heard that's going to be a law.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how true this is, guys, by the way. We're just bullshitting.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that, and no tax on tips, which a lot of people at our servers like.
I feel like that should be something. Pumped,
yeah, stuff like that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope he does good, you know.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I know. I saw a lot of people were upset. Also, what do you think about those people that were upset?
Get alive. Get more activities. I feel like sometimes you feel like. you have to pay so much attention to something where in reality you don't, you know?
You think so?
Yeah. Also, I mean, yeah, it's cool, you know? I mean, if Kamala won, I would have been like, fuck it, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in the White House and fucking control shit either.
I can't imagine.
Keep it basic, you know?
President H?
That'd be sick.
Yeah, it would be sick.
Also, Joe Rogan went too late on that bandwagon.
Joe Rogan went way too late, bro. He fucking was like, oh, shit, he might win. Like, you know?
And I remember you had said it here on the Off-Topic podcast that, that he was... Probably, this was like one of our first episodes, and I remember, I don't know why. But you even said, like, Joe Rogan's a fucking Republican, you know? Like, stop fucking hiding it. You fucking Hans, you move to
just because you smoke pot, like, doesn't mean you're a liberal, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody smokes pot, like...
Nowadays, yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah. I always felt that way about Rogan, and I love... First of all, Rogan is... How cool is it as podcasters that a podcast and a podcaster had such a big influence in a fucking election? Is that cool or is that kind of concerning? Also, what do you think?
No, I liked it actually. And I was thinking about it too as well. When I saw that, he was like also the number one podcaster. Yeah. I liked it because it, not only did Joe Rogan win here, but I feel like the whole podcast community won where, yes, now people are looking forward to like podcasts as interviews. For interviews, not besides politics and everything, like even athletes prefer doing podcasts now. I feel like podcasts is a game changer where when people want to see like uncut and raw like interviews, you're gonna go to a podcast. You're not gonna go to like Showtime anymore, you know?
Yeah, you're not gonna go on TMZ anymore.
Because you always see like, this was cut. Like they only put the best parts, they edited out everything else, which I understand to their point. And
yeah, it's TV, it's broadcasting. You want some time limit. Yeah.
You want to get to know the person, you know, that you probably want to look up to or meet, you know? I feel like podcast gives you that advantage where you compare it to TV also, it's always like fake, you know?
Yeah, no, I think so too, that it's on the long run, it's good for podcasting where, like you said, like it's not going to be necessarily Anderson Cooper interview on CNN or like Piers Morgan on CNN, I think he works for. I don't know. I could be wrong about who he works for, but it's like now it's like, oh, like, well, this was on a podcast, you know, and like, we could listen to that. Like, yeah, people like that shit.
That's why I like even when Marc Maron gets like some big ass, like, I like it, you know, I feel like this helps.
Yeah.
Podcasts. Obviously, other podcasts do your shit. Don't be fucking bringing the same fucking cholos, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's more like, I think that's the important part is that you want to have something kind of unique to you, like even like a guest or something. Like, you don't want to, like, do hot potato with guests, you know? Like, there are so many guests that I kind of want to have on, but I feel like they've been hot potato, like, passed around a lot.
Correct.
And I'm like, it's going to be the same interview that it was 5 podcasts ago. And it's like, okay, well, you can do it better. Yeah, I know I can do it better 100%, but it's also, like...
The person my bad.
You're like, you're busted already. Like, you were shown too much already, you know? Like, what's it going to do for me?
What is he going to deliver to you? Like, what new has he done, you know?
Maybe.
He's going to come with the same sauce in the beginning, you know? Like, oh, I did this growing up, you know? Like, the same story, like, just like you said. It's very repetitive.
Yeah.
Where it has no value anymore until you...
Yeah. And that's the thing sometimes with podcasts where it's like, this is why I don't like, why I struggle sometimes with like, oh, current events. Like, let's read current events and stuff. It's like, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think you are either, where it's like, I feel like everyone's already talking about the same thing, you know?
And you see another podcast. We could mention another podcast who have talked about other topics, you know?
Like the election, like, it's short and sweet, you know? Like, long story short, we didn't really mark out for anyone, but cool, Trump is president. Like,
yeah.
It's fine. Like, that's pretty much it, you know? I'm not going to, like, go on a rant and tell you why you're wrong or why you're right, you know? Yeah. Like, it doesn't really, like... Because I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not educated on that, honestly. I'm not fit for it.
Yeah, to the point where we got debates with other people.
Yeah. But if we're talking about, like, being annoyed that, like, fat women walk next to you at an Angels game, we could totally talk about that. That's the real issues in life.
Those are real issues where I feel like they should even make, like, little borders on little sidewalks.
Like lanes. And
lanes,
like
lanes. Like red light, green light, you go.
Red light, green light. That's horrible. Then it'll be traffic, like, on sidewalks and shit. And like, how they're like
bumping into each other.
But, yeah. So that's why I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool that it was like such a big deal that he was on the podcast. And I think that's also what kind of hurt Kamala. Like, she said no to
Joe, huh?
To Joe. And she did that women's one that, like, why would I listen to? I'm not a woman, you know?
Yeah, I don't even know which one.
That Call Her Daddy. That's what it's called.
Oh, I heard of it.
It's fine. I mean, I've never heard it. Yeah, I've but, heard like, why it. Am I going to?
Yeah, correct.
Like, oh, yeah, when you suck dick and the fucking taste is in your mouth when you're drinking a boba tea later or whatever the fuck, you know? Like, I don't know, you know?
On your Camry. What's it called?
Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah. And just, I don't know.
We invited them too, but never got a response.
I feel like sometimes like female content creators, or at least in podcasting, put themselves in that box where like...
They always want to be too sexual.
Nah.
I feel.
I think it's like...
A lot of them.
A lot of it's for girls. Not necessarily because it's sexual, because guys are sexual too, but...
No, I get it, but like... Yeah. Let me see. A lot of those podcasts, they just tend to be, like, just talking about, like, relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very limited, you know?
Yeah, it's just, like, how a lot of male podcasts are also, like, oh, toxic.
Yeah. They try to make it more comedic, but, yeah, they still kind of fall into that place.
I think, in general, like, men or women, it's, like, when you have, like, a gimmick is cool because a gimmick can get you over, you know? It's, like, oh, this is the podcast gimmick is... We take a shot every whatever minutes or whatever, right? Like, it's a gimmick, but also, like, sometimes gimmicks can close you up a little bit. Or, like, if your podcast is about, like, fitness, like, that kind of sucks if you're not, like, a fitness person, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe they don't want that people as their audience, you know? They could just want their audience. That's also fine if it's, like, a niche audience and they only want people like that. It could be
also, like, and also depends on what goal do they have with that podcast.
Dude, lately, I want to give a shout out to, fuck, I forgot what it was. I was on YouTube the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fucking, I've been off a couple of days and I've just been like smoking a lot of weed and relaxing. And I was like fucking smoking. And I saw on my phone, it was like a video of someone that does like animal documentaries, but he like writes them, like he like draws them. Like those drawings are really shitty and basic. Oh. And it's like why your life sucks as a Komodo dragon. And it talks about how the life from a Komodo dragon from when he hatches from his egg and to when he dies, if he gets to that. And it's like crazy. Like they hatch and then you're born with like five other siblings and you all eat each other. And only two survive or one survives. Like it's crazy. So you already off the bat, you're already not going to make it percentage wise. After that, you're fucking small. So you have to live in trees. If not, eagles or birds will fucking eat you because you're small. You're like little lizard size. So you're in trees just fucking eating whatever you want, whatever you can. You never meet your mom, by the way. The moms plant the eggs and dip. They never come back to see the eggs again.
Oh, shit.
So there's no mother, father protection in, like, a Komodo dragon's life.
So the goal... See, not even they complain about single dads and moms.
Yeah, the goal is, like, don't die. And it's, like, fucking crazy. Like, and then in the end, it's like, okay, now you're a big Komodo dragon. You made it. You're an adult size. You have your camping territory.
They don't even get a party.
Yeah. Like, what's your prize is you get to live 16 years and then you die. And then when you die, like, the best case scenario is you go under a tree and you lay on your belly in the air, and you soak in sun, and then you go to sleep and you die. That's like their happy ending, like Komodo dragon. That's why the video is called Why Your Life Sucks as a Komodo Dragon.
It looks like they were waiting for a happy ending.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they're...
like, when they're laying? Like,
I don't know how I started talking about this, but my point is, like, you need content like that. Like, a video like that I got so into, bro. And I subscribed to, like, two of his channels. And I was just running, like, Why Your Life Sucks as an anaconda. And it's like, it does fucking suck being an anaconda because the bigger you are, like, cool, the more you could eat. But then when you're successful, when an anaconda is, like, really successful... They just die because they can't even move anymore, you know?
Oh.
It's just, like, so big. Because they don't age, you know? They can live for a really long time. And it's, like, your success kills you. It's just, like, in nature, it's so fucking crazy, you know?
Nature is crazy.
Nature is fucking insane. And then there are other animals that the guy was doing videos of, and it was, like, gorillas. Like, silverback gorillas. And that one was cool because you're born, it's like a family. You follow your mom and your dad and your siblings through the jungle and you fucking play with each other and stuff like that. And then you get older and then you start kind of going further away and then you're fucking, next thing you know, like you're alone, but then they still recognize like their parents and shit.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, and stuff like that. Shit. It's fucking cool. Like that shit's sick, you know? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, there are different fucking... Dude, there was also one about why it sucks being a great white shark. And it's also, like, you're born. Like, your mom doesn't help you with nothing. Like, and an orca whale's going to kill you anyway when you get older.
All the rivals?
Yeah, they fucking murder them all the time.
All the time?
Yeah, like, for fun.
What the
fuck? Orcas are fucking violent as fuck.
They're the black and white ones,
they're
right?
Called killer whales, yeah.
Killer whales, oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I want to see this shit now.
Dude, after this, we'll smoke a cigarette and then we'll watch it. Like, and they're like 8 minutes, 12 minutes. Like,
man, I wish we had a Jamie now.
I know. Dude, it's so cool.
But y'all fucking nerds don't even know how to do shit.
I know. Oh, I actually went to school for production at Harvard. Do you know? I don't know who's a. Yeah, I used to do Logan Paul's videos for him, and they can never do anything for you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't send it a JPEG. You sent it a PDF. Like, fuck you, you know? But yeah, like, that's what I mean by, like, there's so much content out there that's like, I don't know about animals. I'm not a zoologist. I don't give a fuck. But this fool made content that fucking blew my mind and interested me. And now I'm following him, you know?
That's good.
That's like fucking cool. Where we were talking about earlier, like, if you've already seen something too much or someone too much, it's like, oh, well, I didn't catch him on this podcast, but I saw him on the other one. It's the same thing, you know?
Like what, I want to have... What are you really missing out
to? Yeah, like, I want to have this one, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like also what happens is that they might have some, like, a little special or something a little different, but nobody tunes in because it's like, oh, I mean, yeah, I already saw that. So
yeah,
whatever he did differently in there doesn't attract me.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's where the title matters to a lot and the image of your... What's called? Nah.
It's the content, I think. It's I don't think the title means anything or image.
You're right, because yeah, more followers.
And also, us, look at us. Like, we're Taliban style, and people still fuck with us, you know?
Yeah, but like, we're unique.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because the content is more important. Yeah, no, I'm putting this over. Yeah. That's fucking badass. Where, like, yeah, like, cool. I don't have an editor, and I don't have the reels with the big, fancy yellow captions and shit, and, like, it zooms in my face when I go, whoa, you know?
Whoa.
But, like...
You sound like Blue's Clues.
They sound like that, bro. And it's, like, that's fine to me. Like, I don't really care. Like, this is gangster to me. This is real shit. Like, this is that real shit. This is that fucking...
We're delivering the real shit.
Yeah, that's how I see it. Like, we're fucking... We're Oasis, they're Maroon 5, you know? That's how I see it.
That's funny.
And I feel like there's always an audience for both.
There is.
You know? And there's nothing wrong with that.
We just get a bigger profit.
We get, like, the real, like, I want the glory, too, you know?
Yeah.
I honestly do.
We go to Vegas, to New York, to Miami.
I just hope that I don't ever become, like, those fools that can't take, like, criticism and they have, like, entourages. And, like, I fucking hate Fousey. I hate Fousey so much.
Like, goal is to never become fake.
Huh?
One of my goals is to never become fake like that, where my content becomes fake.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, Vitaly, the staging, that pedophile thing, like, it's they're boring, all fake, you know? Yeah. They're all fake.
Yeah, no, it definitely it is. And he's been caught many times, so it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people should take pride in when they're... Yeah. Content is real.
Also, fuck you. You popped out of a bush and attacked a woman. You know, you're a fucking crazy guy too, Vitaly. Like, you're a fucking drug addict.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guy. So, like, you're fucking. Who are you to tell me that you're good virtue? You know. But what was I saying? I was just kind of talking about like KSI is a good example. Like, was he FIFA at first?
At first.
And cool, whatever. And then did the boxing thing and whatever. But this is my thing. Did you hear his song? It's so bad. Did you hear the memes at least?
I've heard other songs before. Like, he released one like 8 years ago, seven years ago.
So,
but they were bad.
This one is like the most... I'm not even going to play it for you because it's so pathetic. And he does it with Trippie Redd, who's like a known artist, kind of.
I know.
And it's like... He was stoked on that song. Because he didn't have any real friends around him that told him, hey, this is your song? Yeah, it's my song. Oh, it's badass, huh? Nah, bro, it's fucking gay. Don't do that. Like, you're gonna look stupid. It's insane when you get to that KSI point where no one tells you that, and that's why you do it. Like, the fact that none of his friends or his people told him that song fucking sucks, and then now he's on the Logan Paul podcast. He's like, oh, that was a work. Like, he was saying that it was a work. Like, oh, I did that bit on purpose that I got mad at that people hated my song. Like, Like, nah, for you were mad that people hated your song because your friends told you it was good and you couldn't handle real criticism. Like, also, you're not a fucking musician.
Yeah. I never knew why he tried to go into the rap game. I don't know. I think it was good with FIFA.
No, because that's what it is, bro. Nobody fucking tells him, hey, this shit's fucking K, bro. Like, yeah. You know, like.
Or something that's already too late, you know?
Yeah, like. You could tell Logan Paul's like that too, where like everyone just tells him he's like great.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and it's like, dude, that's insane. Like every time someone calls out Lunchly, like your cheese is moldy, you know? It's like, no, it's not. There's no proof of it. And then like everyone on Twitter was like, yeah, like so much proof that like, because that was the gimmick that he was talking shit about Lunchables, that all Lunchables is not even a real cheese. It's like a cheese composite, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I said, Lunchly has real cheese. And yeah, no shit, it's molding, bitch. That's just getting shipped across fucking states. Cheese gets moldy if it's not refrigerated. That's why Lunchables does that other synthetic cheese so it won't fucking be fucking spoiled. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I'm saying. Like, he gets so defensive and he was like, with KSI, like, everybody else starts a snack thing and it's fine. Except when we do it, oh, it's fucking bullshit. God forbid we're doing an alternative. People hate on Prime. People don't hate on Prime, bro. You're the drink of Barcelona. You're not the underdog, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking made it.
It all does taste like shit. Dude, yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean.
I tried many flavors and honestly. Like,
or it's fine at best. But yeah, it tastes like shit. Yeah,
it does honestly like a monster rebel.
But like, they just fucking, they don't get told that. They're just like,
I think you're right. They're just so used to getting said yes, everything's cool, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just so fucking crazy. Like, I don't know.
Is that one of the consequences? The beat sucks.
Reaching for the stars, like so basic, bro. Yeah. And this is old, and that's why I didn't want to talk about this when it first came out, because everyone was kind of doing the thing. But that's just I guess it's a question to you. When do you get to that point, and how does it happen to where nobody tells you nobody calls you out anymore?
When you're rich.
That's fucking crazy and scary.
It's crazy. It's scary when you're not aware, when you yourself aren't aware of it.
And it's
also sad because, damn, like nobody's going to tell me shit. Well, you're not going to question it, but, like, somebody should be.
That's, like, 10 years later, I get my face tatted and all that shit, and I'm Lil Bolin.
Lil Bolin.
Like, I hope you would tell me, like, hey, what are you doing, bro? Yeah. Are you good? Like,
me and a couple other people would already.
Yeah, like, you can make music, but don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like I'm grateful that I have people that would do that. Yeah,
definitely.
Like, come on, you know?
I feel like people like that, Logan Paul and other people, have lost those people, though.
Because they kick them out or they fire them.
I feel like they just exclude them, you know, like, you're not one of us.
Oh, you're not supportive, you know, even though in reality it's like, I just don't agree with you, everything, and that's why you don't like me.
I feel like a lot of those people do that.
Yeah.
And like, you don't fit in my square no more, you know, like.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up, but.
That is
fucked up. I feel like that's what happens. I don't know.
It might be, right?
Yeah, I mean, how do you surround yourself with a whole group that doesn't even support you in real life?
Yeah, that is fucking crazy to me. Like, when people are like, oh, that's. I don't know, like, oh, yeah, my friends don't talk to me anymore, like, but we're so cool. It's like, damn, that's, like, weird, you know? Like, are you so cool with these people? And they don't care about you? I don't know. I guess that's, you think it's money, like, when you have stooges like that already? Yeah, it's money. I don't ever want stooges like that.
I mean, you're in that control. That's a good thing. You know that.
I already think I'm awesome. I don't need 20 people telling me.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it happens obviously more with the younger people, but
yeah,
it's a scary thing.
And now it's like these streamers are like,
they're
killing it, and it's like, fuck, man.
You know what's crazy about streaming?
I can't do that.
You know what's crazy about
streaming? I can't watch it.
That even anybody could, like, I don't know why people watch like Kun Agüero, soccer player. Mm. Like, he streams too, and I don't know how. Obviously, he has a big following, but it's crazy how, like, anybody could, like, almost do that, you know? And they'll still get views.
That's what Grayson was telling me the other day.
Yeah.
He was like, Esteban, you should stream. You're fucking funny. You should do it. And he's like, I'll help you set it up. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm kind of down. But I always wanted to do, Call of Duty stuff back then. When I was a kid, obviously I didn't fucking know how to do it.
I know Call of Duty was cool.
I always loved games. You know who is a great YouTube gamer? Underrated as fuck, the Rad Brad, because he actually he actually plays story modes.
Yeah, I know Rad Brad.
And he does the walkthroughs and he like plays it with you. Like, that shit's cool, bro. Yeah,
I think my brother watches them, but I started watching them too, like, a while back, probably a couple years ago.
Like, if I wanted to see a game, I'd watch Rad Brad play it, you know?
Yeah.
And he had a great voice, and like, he was one of my favorites. And Drifter,
he was very smoothing, you know? Like, very
fun. Made
you feel at home, you know? Comfortable.
Yeah, he was like nice.
Hey guys.
Like, I remember, like, for example, like Ali A, who was really big too. I liked Ali A a lot. Do you remember him? He was English. He was from England. Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot. I just know Rad Brad.
Yeah, so he was like real big. But even then, like, his content was, oh, look how good I am at COD, which is fucking sick, you know? And he was pretty good. But like, you could tell that when he wasn't doing good in a game, like, he wasn't having fun, and then it wasn't fun to watch, you know?
Oh, really?
He was only fun. Yeah, like, I remember like him in Black Ops 2, and he had like a really bad game, and he literally like skipped the video and he said, sorry guys, like, fucking I got too quiet because I was pissed, and the video got cut, and it's like, damn, that's like crazy, you know? Where like the Rad Brad, it's like, he's not even saying he's like a top player. He's just playing a story game, whether it's Halo or whatever. It's a story mode, you know? He's playing it and he's having fun and he's struggling with it just like you, and I think that's awesome. And then there's Drifter, who also did a bunch of Call of Duty shit, but him wasn't about the gameplay. It was about the stories that would tell.
He told me, right?
I remember him telling stories about like how his house was haunted. He used to live in a fucking shitty ass house in the South. He was Southern white boy, and that his stepdad was fucking crazy, and he was like a drunk, and like his mom was a fucking crazy bitch, like, and he just told fucking stories like about how his place was haunted and about like just crazy shit. Like,
he still make videos?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. I just haven't caught up in that, but that's what I'm saying. But like, he was like
on the pod.
He was not like a great player.
Yeah, he was just
Breaking fucking records.
Using that platform too.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. And what do you see now? A lot on Instagram Reels or TikTok. It's like Minecraft gameplay of people doing the jumps, and it's like telling a story. It's like, oh, like, you never seen that where it's like Subway Surfers. Someone's playing Subway Surfers below.
I've seen that, yeah.
And then, like, telling a story on the other half of the screen. Like, that comes from, like, people like Drifter, where, like, you're telling a story and the gameplay doesn't even matter. It's just, like, you're watching the gameplay as you hear the story. That fucker invented that shit. Like, that shit's fucking sick. That's what people don't get. Like, we're not haters, like, about nothing. Like, I fucking love a lot of content creators. I just like real good people like that. Like, those are people I really like.
Yeah, we like excluding ourselves from the mainstream
attractions. Yeah, you
attractions.
Yeah,
and we like kind of looking towards what the world is heading to, or at least the content creators are heading to provide you guys with the best service. And remember, to get some bucks and get some great service, you better save those $20. And there's one way you can save those $20 with what, Koba?
With the code OPTOPICPODCAST on SeatGeek.com. Download the SeatGeek app. Do it on the browser. Do it however the fuck you want.
Basketball season
it.
Is starting.
As long as when you check out, you write Off Topic Podcast and you save those $20 and you keep those $20 and you invest them and then you become a billionaire.
Well, not really invest them. Just buy a beer, you know?
Yeah. I fucked up, bro. I was going to fool him, bro. I was going to tell him to buy Koba coin.
Koba coin, that's what.
So I was going to do a crypto stuff, just a crypto scammer.
It's been proven that it works, you know, so might as well.
What's up, fucking Gary Vee? Going to buy the Jets with fucking NFTs?
Yeah. Still doesn't buy shit anymore.
I fucking hate Gary Vee so much.
I'll probably buy Morelia before he buys the Jets.
That's crazy, dog. That is, but you probably will.
It's more believable.
In a way,
I mean, Jets are over like a billion something, you know?
Yeah. How much is Morelia, I think?
Right now, since they're in second division, I think like it's cheap. 50 million for a soccer team.
Uh-huh.
Professional, obviously.
Nice.
It's a lot of money, but yeah, it's doable.
We'll get it there. Pitch in, guys. use the code 50 million times. And we'll be able to buy Morelia, dude. Why not, guys? Get us there, and we'll give you free tickets. Oh, man, that's hilarious. How you been, bro?
I've been good, actually. I've been enjoying life. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, Christmas, my favorite part of the year, actually. I like winter. Fall, winter.
I do too, buddy.
Fall, winter. Cozy. It's cozy. You know, smoke a cigar, weed, cigarette.
I've been smoking a lot of weed lately.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Why'd you get back into it? Not bad. You've always smoked, but like.
Because the cigarettes. I've been cutting back on the cigarettes where like I only fucking smoke when I go out with you, you know?
Yeah. So just a replacement, basically?
I think it's easier when you're smoking something.
I guess.
Yeah. Like you get some sort of. I don't mean to sound gay, but you get some sort of oral fixation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works. No Zin?
Nah, I Gio gave me a Zin once and I threw it away in its trash can. I didn't really like it.
I had one recently and I was fucking.
You got nauseous. I didn't get nauseous like that.
I did. Yeah. I don't know why. But I handled it. I didn't throw up, you know?
You're not a Zinner?
Nah, no. Unfortunately, no. I thought I would, but nah.
That's crazy.
I was like, fuck. I'd rather just smell like smoke, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want those Zinners around my daughters. Fucking goddamn Zinners.
Sinners.
I said it with a Z. I don't know.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing a bit. Yeah. Yeah. Get those Zinners off my neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, the white people are feeling it right now, though. They won, you know? Fuck congratulations.
It. I mean, congratulations to them, you know?
Yay.
Woo. Make sure to subscribe, you know?
The soundboard is too far away for me to hit applause.
Which one is it?
It's the one on the far right, brother. Hell yeah. You gotta turn it up. Oh. They didn't hear it. I don't give a fuck. There you go. You can lower it now.
All right. Fake ass DJ.
No, real DJ, bro. The best DJ. Yeah, that's kind of cool though. You've been having a pretty good schedule lately. You've been kind of free in the days. You know, you're not a slave anymore.
So. Past months, I have. You know,
that's kind of cool. You know,
I love it. I'm a regular human being.
Regular human being.
I'm like a guy, I'm like a human.
You know, you know what I want to do with you? I want to go to the park in the morning with you.
Do what?
Just sit down and enjoy being a free human being and do some mushrooms.
I'm open to that.
Yeah. And do some mushrooms together.
In the park?
Yeah.
I feel like that's scary.
I'm scared kids. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'll scare them like present, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's hilarious.
Not have before.
What do you do when little kids wave at you at stores? I think that's kind of cute.
I wave back.
They go, hi.
Or like when I feel like their mom's like very distracted, I'll be like, I'll say like.
You make a face?
Yeah, I make faces like disrespectful. Like not in a like disrespectful, but like scary way. Like I'll be like Chucky, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like call sick my tongue out, you know, like in a disrespectful way though. Like.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Like, I flipped off kids too before.
Oh, really? Did that shit? That's hilarious. Why?
Because I want to feel powerful.
Fuck it. That's fair. You felt weak, huh?
I felt weak.
That was when you were a slave. You had no power. Just took it out of some. Fuck you. You got the world ahead of you, motherfucker.
I don't know. Watch what's coming.
Get ready for depression and bills, bitch.
19 years later.
That's fucked up, dog. What's up, buddy?
Do you ever like think about what babies think? Like,
I don't think babies stink. I think that's why they're like pure, because they don't think. I think once you develop consciousness, it's like crazy.
Fuck.
Do you remember the first time you developed consciousness?
No, I don't.
The earliest thing you remember? No?
I mean, it's because.
I'll tell you what I remember. What? I remember stubbing my toe in the garage that I slept in as a kid on glass and bleeding. That's my earliest memory that I remember. Yeah. I have no idea how old I was. I was like waddling already, walking. So,
like yeah. 2, 3.
Yeah, that's the first time I gained consciousness. Yeah, I remember that shit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fuck. Weird, huh?
It is
how things happen. Yeah.
It does it trip you out like how long it's been out? Like when you think about it, it's like oh, 24 years ago.
I kind of, you know what I do think about? I'm like. What? Ooh, I'm getting old. Like, fuck, I don't know.
It sounds scary, like getting in.
It is kind of scary, yeah. Like, oh,
I'm closer to death.
Are you scared of death?
A bit, but I feel like when I get, if I get there, I won't. Like, when you're like old, I feel like you accept
it. You don't care anymore, yeah.
I don't know. I feel I got to interview somebody old here.
My sister knows someone. I'm probably butchering the story. But they have a grandpa in Mexico, and he lives in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, worked for a cartel, and he, like, killed so many people. And then he was, like, a murderer. And then now that he's, like, really old, and he's, like, an old man, like, could barely talk. Like, he's se la pasa in church all day.
That's
He's just, like, scared. like, fuck, I'm gonna go to hell.
Yeah, man. I still don't want to be like, I feel like if I'm old, I want to be in peace, you know?
No, I say, yeah, but this fool, that person, yeah. They did not live a peaceful life, well, you know? Yeah. I don't know who it is. I might be butchering who it is, but I definitely heard a story like that, and it's definitely real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people who have done, like, bad things like that, like, murders and shit.
Like, what now, you know?
Like, they never, like... I feel like they're scared of, like, death, honestly.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's, like, somebody saying it. I don't know. It's hard to escape that, you know?
Yeah, it's like when... in The Sopranos, when Polly goes to... you know those people that supposedly talk to the dead? Mm-hmm. And the guy sees Polly, and he knows that, like, I guess in the show, the guy did have powers, because Sopranos is kind of supernatural sometimes. And the psychic is like, oh, like, there's a lot of ghosts behind you, because he's killed a lot of people. And then he's like, oh, this one's laughing. And he goes, he wants to know if it still itches. And then Polly freaks out, because he had killed someone in the woods, and he ran into poison ivy, and he was, like, itching. So the ghost knows, like, oh, does it still itch? And then Polly just fucking, he goes, that's what this is, you know, satanic black magic, sick shit, because he's fucking Catholic, you know? And he's, like, trying to, like, ward it off with, like, Catholicism. It's fucking crazy, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and like, in the show, the psychic was right. Like, he did kill someone, and he felt itchy because of the fucking, you know, the poison ivy.
Wow. Sonny. Again, kind spirit, is your name Sonny? Charles Pagano. How the fuck do you know that? He says he was your first. But I feel many more. Hey! That one's laughing. Poison Ivy? He wants to know if it still itches. Don't fuck with me. Who you been talking to? I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Wait. What the fuck are they saying? You really want me to say it? Fuck you and this bullshit. And that's what this is, you know. Satanic black magic. Sick shit. I'm asking you to leave, sir. Yeah? Fucking quiz!
he throwing it at the ghost, you know?
That's looking funny.
But yeah, so you think as long as when you're not thinking about it, when you're old, you're fine, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be scared.
True.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what pain old people get, you know? I feel like also that makes them just want to fuck it out. I'm ready to die. Like, when they're in pain and shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not old. That's why it's hard to
talk. Yeah, I know. I kind of think about it sometimes. I'm not scared of it like I used to be. Like, when I was a kid, I would, like, stay up late, and I'd be like, how does it just end? Like, I couldn't understand that. How's it end? And they're like, oh, it's kind of like before you were born. It's like, okay, well, I don't remember before I was born. I was like, oh, that's kind of the point, you know? Like, you won't feel it. But, like, how is not feeling not a feeling, you know? That's a feeling, too. It's like, you know what they say? Well, you know what blind people say?
What?
Like, what do you think it's like being blind on the left eye? It's, like, dark, right? People would say, oh, it's dark. And blind people say, well, it's not dark, because for it to be dark, your eyes also have to be able to recept light, like, detect light, but you're blind, so you don't detect light. So it's neither dark or light. But think about how confusing that is. Like, what do you mean it's not like this? That's the only way it would make sense to you.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not like that because they're blind. They don't see darkness either. So what do you mean, like, oh, on the left eye, it's dark? Like, you can't even explain it, you know? Shit. That's how I feel like death is. Like, you can't even explain what it is because you can't, because no one's fucking been able to, you know? So good fucking luck. I hope you lived well.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't piss off the right God, you know? That's fucking insane to me.
It's a gamble.
It's fucking for sure a gamble.
It's a game nobody
has. But you know what isn't a gamble, though?
What?
Listening to the Off Topic podcast.
It's not.
For an entertaining episode.
It is, actually. Kind of, we hit some deep topics today.
Yeah. Fun topics. Yeah, I think we had fun topics.
It was a very off topic.
Oh, yeah. One of the, which is what they love about us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. And I love them, too.
I love them, too.
But, yes, it's a sure thing. Please follow us on social media at Off Topic Podcast 34. That is our Instagram right there. Yes, hit our link tree. Follow us everywhere else. We got some big shit coming. Big things popping. Little things stopping. TI reference. Nice. H, tell them where they can listen to us.
You can listen to us on Apple and Spotify. And not only that, but all major platforms where you can listen to a podcast and on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube, Official Off Topic Podcast. And that's where you get to listen to our audio and everything else.
Hell yeah. Best job I ever had.
Yes, sir.
I'm Cobra the Gorilla.
And I'm H.
And we are
out. We'll be right back.